Welcome to the podcast of Sita Life. Hi, I'm Chris Franz. Would you please share this podcast with a friend today? I would be very, very grateful. What do you do when people try to rob you of your faith? Or when they make fun of your walk with God, make fun of Christianity, and try to just destroy everything that you hold dear in Jesus Christ? Some time ago in the backstate mining towns of Colorado, there was a lecturer that came to town, and he called the people together in the only public hall and lectured for 5 nights on atheism and just plain rebellion against God. He brought all kinds of arguments upon people about how ridiculous Christianity is, and he denied God, he denied Christ, he mocked the church, he ridiculed preachers, laughed at Christians. And on the last night, having finished, he stood there in front of the crowd and he declared, "I've knocked off your shackles. I've knocked off your fetters. You're free. There is no God. Go ahead as you please. Christianity is a myth. Live the way you want to live." And when he had finished saying these things and shouting about the myth, there was a man that stood up. He was kind of a heavy-faced mining man. And he stood up and he said, "Mister, can I say a word?" He said, "All right, fire away." He said, "You know, mister, I've not got your education, and I can't use your language. I don't even know some of the words you've been using. You're definitely a really good talker. But I want to tell you something. 5 years ago, I was a drunkard. I was a gambler. Worse than that, I beat my wife. I abused my children. I couldn't hold a job for a month straight. Nobody had any confidence in me." He said, "Then there came this young fellow. He made mistakes with his grammar. He wasn't nearly as handsome as you are. He stood there on this platform and he told us about Jesus Christ. I accepted Jesus Christ as my Savior. I'm saved. I have a good job. My wife and my children are well-dressed. I have the respect of this town." He said, "I don't know what you mean by the word myth. And I don't know about all these things, but you know what? I'm going to take my chances with Jesus because Jesus changed my life." You know, your testimony has more power than you would believe. The Bible says in Revelation 12:11, "They triumphed over him," that's the devil, "by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they did not love their lives to even shrink from death." Revelation 12:11. You know, your testimony is the most powerful argument you have. No one can take that away from you. What Jesus has actually done in your life, nobody can deny your testimony. Because that's what really happened to you. Stand on what God has done for you and tell it the way it is. You know, there's a lot of scoffers today. There's a lot of people that would like to steal away your faith. If we look at our universities, so many professors are actively trying to show how ridiculous Christianity is because they've never experienced it. How can a man who's colorblind tell you about color? Because they have no idea what it is. Follow the Lord and don't let yourself be sidetracked. Live for Jesus, and God bless you.